I'm Joey D'Angelo, and I am the director.
I'm Becky Goodwin, and I'm the producer.
Rough Crossing. It's a stop-art play. It's a farce. It's about two very well-respected playwrights. And they're on a cruise ship between Southampton and New York. And by the time they arrive in New York, they have to have finished their latest play. And on board with them is their show's composer, Adam, and the leading man and leading lady, Ivor Fish and Natasha Navratilova. Unfortunately, some things go awry and there's a bit of a love triangle involved and it all gets a bit messy. But
it's all really funny.
It's all very funny. It's a very, very, very funny play.
A toast to three passengers who have honoured the steamship Italian Castle by their embarkation at Cherbourg tonight, bound for New York.
I'm Josh Welsh and I play Alex Gap.
I'm James Esler and I play Dvorna Czech.
I'm Sam Hill and I'm playing Adam.
I'm Jamie Bowman and I'm playing Ivor Fish.
My character's one of the writers, but he's not the main writer. I feel he's sort of fallen out of writing a bit, and he'd rather just sit there and criticise everyone else's writing. But at the same time, he's sort of the mother hen of the cast and likes to mother everybody and make sure they're all right. And he just loves life, generally. He's a crazy, crazy man. But not as crazy as you.
Yeah. Well, my character, Dvorna Czech, is... like the most ridiculous character I think I will, well, hopefully I will ever play. He doesn't know what he's doing, but he still knows what's going on. I don't think he works on the boat, although he is a cabin steward. I think he's smuggled his way on, possibly because he's a massive super fan of Adam. No one knows. Yeah, that's pretty much Dvorna Czech. He's crazy.
To Sandor Turay and Alex Gow, world-famous playwrights and men of the theatre, friends and collaborators over 20 years and countless comedies, dramas, light operettas, reviews, sketches, lyrics and libretti.
Yeah, I'm playing Adam, who is a French composer with a mysterious speech impediment, and he is very in love with Natasha, but unfortunately obstacles get in the way of their love. That's you, yeah.
I'm playing Ivor Fish. Ivor's an interesting character, mainly because you probably see him as the bad guy, but he's not an evil guy. He's just, his stupidity and lack of self-awareness causes all the problems on this boat. He's very much lustful towards Natasha. And yeah, it's just a fantastic role.
Joe did it at school.
Yeah, I did. I did it for my GCSE. And I thought that as a great play. And then I looked it up and I saw that it was never really done, ever. And I thought that's a real shame, because it's a really great play, I think. And I feel like there's not enough light-hearted stuff in the barn. I mean, this term has been an exception to the rule, but I mean, normally the barn is quite a bleak place, so I thought we'd cheer it up a little bit.
I've never done a play like this or a role like this. I thought Joe directing a farce would be hilarious, so I wanted to be involved in it.
I think with a stop-art farce, there's not going to be a dull moment. Every line is effectively funny, which makes it a very attractive play to want to be involved in, because it's funny to act in and funny to watch, no matter what happens.
So. And there's still some jokes that we're just getting now.
Yeah.
Whereas, because it's every line, there is some hidden pun or relating to some joke that's been told, like, in the last scene. So, yeah.
So then when I picked it up to audition, I read through it and thought, what the hell is this about?
So I think it needs
that's
to
why
be
I went for it anyway, yeah. Just to think, oh,
I think it needs to be performed to understand it. I don't think you could read Rough Crossing.
Yeah.
It's very meta.
There are lots of, like, the plots are very hidden, kind of, within lots of jokes and lots of silliness.
And to their discovery, friend, protege, the young maestro, plucked from obscurity to imminent fame, their new composer, Adam. Coupled with their leading lady in the room next door, the darling of the gods, Natasha Navratilova, or, as she's known amongst the readers of the society pages, Natasha Navratilova.
You're not going to come out of the barn with those questions about life.
You're going to come out of the barn with a massive smile on your face,
yeah,
and you're going to think,
what a
nice play with an absolutely amazing cast of people.
Yeah. And great songs.
Yeah, and great songs.
No matter whether you understand the plot or half of the jokes, you will be laughing for like 90% of the time you're in the bar.
You're not laughing with us, you'd be
yapping at us.
On between Friday the 14th and Sunday the 16th of February, you can get tickets from Vanbrugh stalls between Wednesday and Friday of week 6.
12 or, till 2.
Yeah, between 12 and 2. Or online.
You can also turn up on the door.
I recommend you buy them early because people are going to come and see this play by the barrel full, I heard. There'll be a boatload.
I raise my glass to your success in New York and I'm only sorry that you're not taking a romantic lead yourself, Mr. Adam. I saw you last year at a Chapeau Rouge in 1-2 Button McCabbage, and you'd be better than Ivor Fish any juror or seaman.